Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
David got hacked, Tim. Oh, no. Yes, I did get hacked. And I'm going to say that this is a topic that is not in the WordPress world. So I'm just going to say that right up front. But I do feel like it's super important to cover and relevant because what happened to me can happen to you. And if I can help prevent what happened to me, then it's going to be helpful to you. So, Tim, before I dive off into my story, why don't you say whatever you want to say?
Yeah, definitely. So I've heard the story. I know what happened. And I will say that this is unlike any type of hack, scam, whatever you want to call it, that I've ever heard of. It's very clever. And David is obviously he works in technology. He's aware of these things. He didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't using an insecure password or, you know, downloading, plugins that had malware or anything like that. And that's the crazy thing about what happened is it wasn't anything that he did to make himself vulnerable or anything like that. And so, yeah, David said, we need to share this with our audience. And I totally agree because I've been in situations where I thought, this doesn't seem like the most secure thing. And so, David, I'll let you take it away. And yeah.
All right. So Easter just passed. Hoped everybody had a great holiday. Easter Sunday, I got a phone call 4:45 in the afternoon. It was an 800 number. I assumed that it was just a telemarketer. So I declined it. And the 800 number, same number, called me back immediately. I declined it 3 or 4 times, and they were just very persistent. So I finally answered the phone, and on the other line, it sounded like it was my bank. You know, the operator, and let me say this right up front. I bank with Chase. Chase has done a great job. This is not a bash Chase, you know, story. They've actually been very helpful in getting this matter, you know, taken care of and stuff. So, but anyways, the phone number that I got and the message that I got was, we need to speak with David Blackman. And of course, I said, I'm speaking to him, and they proceeded to tell me that they were with Chase's fraud department, that one of my credit cards had been compromised and potentially being used for illegal purchases, and they wanted to verify whether or not I was using my card. Standard protocol, you know, they asked the normal bankers questions. Hey, this is call could be monitored. We need to confirm that it's you, by the way. And I mean, everything was just like a normal banking call. So, you know, they read off these 5 supposedly attempts on my card in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And obviously, I wasn't in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was in Louisiana. And I said, no, none of these purchases were mine. Now, I Googled the phone number, found out that this number was Chase's phone number. So, you know, they proceeded to tell me that, since these charges were not done by me, that they needed to decline these charges, and they wanted to send me a one-time passcode via text message, which is pretty standard for banking. You know, they send you a passcode because they have your phone number and you read the passcode back to them, and it's a form of secondary identification. What I did not know was that this was not Chase that I was speaking with. This was the hackers. And simultaneously, they had Chase Bank on the other line while they were talking with me, acting like they were me. So they were telling Chase that they couldn't log into their online account pretending to be me. And they're telling me that I'm you know, have fraudulent activity. And what's really scary is they spoofed Chase's phone number. So, I mean, the fact that it came from an actual Chase telephone number is pretty scary. Now, this is common technology. Telemarketers do it all the time. They spoof local phone numbers, even though they're calling from an 800 number, because they want you to think that they are, you know, local and stuff, that it might be somebody, a friend or someone you know, trying to reach out to you. So that part of it's not uncommon. So, but what is scary is that they were on the other line with Chase saying that, you know, they couldn't get into their online account and they wanted to reset the username and password. So Chase did what Chase does, verify identity. And one of their ways of doing that is to send the 6-digit verification code via text. So they sent me that code. They asked me to read it back. I gave it to them and they obviously put, okay, Mr. Blackman, we're going to put you on hold and we're going to take care of this. And while they were on hold with me, they were giving that code to Chase to change my online logins. And they did. They changed my online logins. They went in, tried to wire transfer out money out of my business accounts and my personal accounts because I had them all linked under the same login. Which, lesson number one, if you have that done, I'm going to highly recommend that you break them apart, put them under separate logins, and I'll explain why later. So about this time, you know, my gut's telling me something's not right. We've been on the phone for quite a while, and what ended up happening, what drew the red flag to me, was they kept putting me on hold. And anytime I've ever been on hold with my bank before, if I say, hey, are you still there? Chase always says, yes, sir, we're still here. We're performing. Well, these people never answered me. So right, I decided to.
Because normally they put you on mute and they still have the headphones on.
That's right. Yeah, they put you on mute. They still have the headphones on. Well, they obviously put me on hold completely and were talking with the bank. So they weren't answering my questions. So I Googled again and found a Reddit thread about an elaborate phishing scheme, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, phishing, where they try to get information from you to, you know, compromise accounts and stuff. So that's what went on. When I found this, I instantly hung up and then I called my bank, Chase, got my business card, turned the back, called the 800 number, and Chase proceeded to tell me that Mr. Blackman, we don't see any fraudulent activity on your account. We never called you. Uh-oh. I was like, oh, crud. So the next morning, I went straight into Chase Monday morning when the bank's open. And sure enough, they had tried to send several different wires out through my accounts. Now, fortunately, Chase caught them, didn't send anything out. They noticed that it was, you know, a red flag. Something was going on. What happened was is they went in and changed some email addresses on accounts that I send money to regularly, you know, from a business standpoint through payroll or contractors or whatever. And they tried to get it. But how scary is that? Well, what did it do for me? Well, since they compromised my login, you can see full account numbers. I ended up having to close all of my accounts and reopen them. So 3 business accounts, 1 personal account. And it's been a nightmare. It's going to take a couple of weeks to clear up. I've got all the auto pays, the bill pays, all of our business activity is done through these accounts. And my business partners are in separate states. So to get us to reopen these accounts is, man, it's really just been a pain in the butt. But I really wanted people to know that here's what I will say to you. If you get a phone call from your bank saying that for whatever reason, there's some fraudulent activity or something's going on, I will highly recommend that you instantly just say, thank you. I'm going to call my bank right now and hang up the phone, call the 800 number to confirm whether or not they're actually telling you the truth. Because now, regardless of if my bank calls me and tells me the world's on fire, you know, I'm going to politely say, thank you very much. I'm calling them now. And I will hang up the phone and call my bank because that would have solved all of the problems. But because I thought it was my bank. And Tim, I'm going to let you kind of elaborate on the point that you brought up when I told you this story and stuff, because it's very true.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever you talk to your bank, they're always asking you questions to verify your identity. But what do we do to verify the bank's identity? And so I was thinking when David was telling me this story, like, okay, well, if that happens to me, I'm going to ask the bank to tell me something that verifies them, you know, something on my account that a hacker wouldn't know yet. But I like David's idea better, actually, where you hang up and then you call the number that you know that's on the back of your car that you know without a shadow of a doubt is your bank's real number so that you can get them on the phone. Because, you know, they make you jump through these hoops to verify your identity, which in David's case was sounded normal, but really he was giving the hacker the information they needed to verify the account with Chase so that they could pretend that they were David. And so they were pretending to be, David said this yesterday, I like the way it sounds. The hacker was pretending to be David with the bank and pretending to be the bank with David. So yeah, I mean, it's clever. I'll give them that. I'm happy they didn't get any money out of it, but man, they really screwed things up and caused a whole lot of work.
Yeah, terrible. I mean, it's just been so basically, you know, I look like a brand new customer with Chase, and I've had these accounts for years, you know, which it's just a whole different set of new problems and stuff, which I guess is in the big scheme of things is, you know, I mean, you know, first world problems, I guess people would say and stuff, but you know, it's just, it's been really kind of just I'm going to be honest, it's been a shit show, you know. I mean, all of my long-term relationship with Chase and established valued banking member, they set all of my account, you know, maximums, you know, and stuff to bare minimums as if I was an 18-year-old kid that walked into the bank the first time and just opened up a bank account, you know, and there's nothing they can do to override these policies, you know. So, Chase, if you're listening, I'm going to let you know. I've been a customer of yours for a while, and this is enough to make me want to completely change banks, that I have to start over from scratch, that you can't at least put my accounts back to where they were. That's the only downside I have with Chase right now. But yeah, I wanted to share that. I hope it doesn't happen. But believe me, these hackers are smart, man. This day and age, technology, it's only going to get worse. You know, everything we do, and or at least me, I don't write checks anymore. Everything I do is digital, you know. Yeah. Bill pay is online. Everything is done digitally. So if they can compromise you digitally, man, you are in some deep water and stuff. So hope this helps. I hope my little story and experience helps with potentially heading off some, you know, problems for you guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's helpful for me for sure, because you always hear of, you know, the different phishing schemes that happen online, where, you know, if you get an email that looks like it's your bank or whatever, you know, don't enter any sensitive information, you know, all the different things that people talk about. Well, no one's talking about this. This isn't something that's common, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely a real threat. So yeah, I hope it helps you guys out there.
Me too. Well, tomorrow we've got another great episode and a special announcement that you're going to want to tune in for. So Tim, thanks for letting me talk about this. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.